assumption. They were not meant to be a book. It was just a compilation, but it's the beginnings of the writing, of putting in written form the Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, which until then had been committed only to memory. And one more thing regarding converts. In the year 40, we have the story of the conversion of an entire tribe, of an entire nation of people to Judaism. This nation, which was called Chadib, and it still exists today, it is on the Iranian-Afghanistan border in Asia Minor, and it was part of the Parthian kingdom. The kingdom of the Parthians came into contact with the Jews of Bavel. The Jews of Bavel, who were very good businessmen, traders, merchants, came there and traded, and they interested people in the Jewish religion to such an extent that the king and the queen and the crown prince converted to Judaism and came on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they converted, so everybody in the tribe converted. And you had a powerful nation, a powerful tribe that almost overnight became Jewish. The queen's name is very well known to us. She's mentioned in the Gemara many times. Hilni Hamalka, Queen Helene. Hilni Hamalka. The Talmud tells us, in fact, that when she came to Jerusalem, she donated many gifts to the temple. And she donated a tablet of gold on which the portion of the Torah of the Sota was inscribed, and that was placed in a position of honor in the temple, and other gifts. She was a well-known, pious, generous, superb woman, Hilni Hamalka. She had a son called Munvaz HaMelech. And Munvaz became the king here in Chadib. Now part of the problem is when you read about Munvaz HaMelech, so you think that he was the Melech in Yehuda. He was not the Melech in Yehuda. He built an enormous palace in Jerusalem, which was his summer home, and he came many times to Yerushalayim. But he was not the king of the Jews. He was the king in Chadib. He was the king in the Parthian Empire. But he was called Munvaz HaMelech. The Talmud in Bava Basra tells us of his tremendous generosity, that in famine years, he broke the back of the black market in food so that the poor would be able to buy food by distributing the royal treasury, by purposely driving down the prices and seeing to it that everybody would have food to eat. And when his counselor said to him, "How could you do that? You know, this was a chance for us to make a killing. Your forefathers put away trillions of dollars in the treasury and you're going to run a deficit." So he answered them in one of the classic answers in the Talmud. He said, "My forefathers stored it in the ground and I store it up in heaven. My forefathers stored money which can be taken away from them. I am storing credit and honor which cannot be taken away from me," etc. And he's one of the great heroes of the Talmud. That's Munvaz HaMelech, who was a convert to Judaism during this period of time and who built this beautiful palace in Jerusalem.